Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
In this bulletin, the Prime Minister and opposition leader call for unity after a Sydney church attack. Communities mourn the loss of two foreign nationals killed in Bondi stabbing. And in football, uncertainty over Oli Roux's Paris qualification. With all the latest headlines from the SBS newsroom, I'm Katrina Stewart. The Prime Minister has called for Australians to come together after an alleged stabbing in Sydney. A 16-year-old boy has been arrested after Bishop Mar Mari Emanuel and other parishioners were stabbed during a live-streamed sermon at Christ the Good Shepherd Church in Wakeley on Monday night. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the event should not divide Australia.
There is no place for violence in our community. There is no place for violent extremism. We are a peace-loving nation. This is a time to unite, not divide as a community and as a country.
The incident has been declared a terrorist attack and a joint task force from New South Wales, the Australian Federal Police and ASIO is investigating the incident. Opposition leader Peter Dutton has also condemned the attack, saying the coalition is standing shoulder to shoulder with the government to reassure Australians.
As we know, violence of any form is not to be tolerated. I also want to make it very clear that an act of violence in a place of worship is completely unacceptable in our country. It doesn't matter.
The federal government will establish Australia's first independent environmental protection agency. The agency will have the power to issue hundreds of millions in penalties to anyone breaching federal environmental law. Environment Minister Tanya Plibersek says the new laws will benefit businesses too.
Today's changes are a big win for the environment and they're a big win for business. They'll better protect the environment while supporting sensible development. They'll deliver stronger environment protection powers, faster, clearer decisions for business, as well as more transparency.
But independent MP Kylia Tink says the EPA will be ineffective unless environmental laws are strengthened.
Without the national environmental protection laws in place, having an EPA is the equivalent of having the chassis of a car without the engine. It might look good, but it's not going to get us anywhere.
The draft laws were originally supposed to go before Parliament by the end of 2023, but that has been pushed back to sometime later this year. Event organisers have called for the government to introduce a government-supported insurance scheme to keep Australia's music festivals alive. The Australian Festival Association told a Senate hearing that insurance premiums have risen by up to 1,000% in the last 2 years. At least 25 music festivals across Australia have been cancelled in the last 2 years. Adele Robinson from the Australian Festival Association says the music industry needs support from government.
We need a government-run or backed insurance scheme. We've been asking for this since the end of COVID. I advise the government to look at the Victorian government post-COVID insurance scheme as a potential model and a way to move forward. The Live Music Australia grant program needs to be extended and increased. I think there needs to be a higher maximum grant. For a show like my Listen Out Festival, which travels to five Australian cities and is looking at over 170,000 patrons and overall operating costs of $30 million, a grant of $100,000 doesn't make a dent.
And in football, the Oli Roux have opened their under-23 Asian Cup campaign in Qatar with a goalless draw after being unable to break through Jordan's defence. Australia dominated possession but failed to score in Doha in a tournament where they need to finish third or higher to qualify for the Paris Olympics in July. Coach Tony Vidmar said there would be no easy games in the tournament after his team failed to find a winner despite 13 shots on goal and Jordan playing the final 13 minutes with 10 men. A fourth placing for Australia would result in a playoff against the fourth-placed African nation Guinea for an Olympic spot. And that's all this evening's latest headlines from the SBS newsroom. I'm Katrina Stewart.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.